Yerushalmi Peir corresponding to Bavli Zvochim Daf Samaches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadam Aleph, in the seventh line of the Omad Rabbi Zeira Boy. Rabbi Zeira Boy Kami Rabbi Abo Minayin Shehu Toron Chilul. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Abo, what's the source that Netter Avai needs to be redeemed? Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh Chilulim, Loi Mismanim Rabbonon Ben Hei Leches. Rabbi Abo answered, the Pasuk says in Vayikra in Peir Yutes Pasuk Chof Dalet, shall be sanctified to praise, that which we call, which is a translation of Kodesh Hilulim, and it's expounded as reading Kodesh Chilulim, which means sanctified to be redeemed, because the rabbis interchange the letter Hey with the letter Ches. Tani Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagui, Kame Rabbi La, Rabbi Shmuel, Vimgar Yigael Ishmi Ma'asoi, Chamshisoi, Yosef Alav, Prat Lenetu Avoi, Shein Moisef Alav Chaimish. Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagui taught this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Elah. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Zayin Pasuk Lamad Aleph, and if a man redeems some of his tithe, he shall add its fifth to it, and if excludes a netter avai where a fifth is not added. Chazav Atani Kamei Shtei Geulois Hein Achas L'Maase Sheni V'Achas L'Netter Avai. He then taught before him that there are two redemptions indicated in the double wording of the Pasuk, in fact, which is Maase Sheni and also of Netter Avai. Tamantanin Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Eino Nochi Kem Ravoi, Basuya, the correct gear says, Vechacham Oimim Yeshloi. The Mishnah in Maseches Trumoi says that Rabbi Yehuda says that for a Gentile there's no law of Kem Ravoi in Suya, and the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Elazar, Amr Belazar, Kini Masnithin Eino Nochi Kem Ravoi, Kol Ikka. Rabbi Elazar says the Mishnah actually teaches that there's no Kem Ravoi for a Gentile at all. Rabbi Bai Amr Boin Koimi Rabbi Zera, Bashem, Rabbi Eliezer, Asid Rabbi Yehuda, Kebe Shammai, Adasid de Rebbe, Kamada Be Shammai, Oimim, Loilomdu, Lenetrevai, and Masasheni, Kamada Tema, Ein Masasheni Beshvius, with the Kavasa, Ein Netrevai Beshvius, Kain Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Loilomdu, Netrevai, and Masasheni, Kamada Tema, Ein Masasheni Besuya, the Kavase, and Netrevai Besuya. So Rabbi Bai said that they asked about Rabbi Zeira's teaching in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda follows Be Shammai according to Rebbe. Just as Be Shammai say that they learned Netter Avai from Maase Sheni, just as there's no Maase Sheni in Shvius, so too there's no Netter Avai in Shvius. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda says that they learned Netter Avai from Maase Sheni, and just as there's no Maase Sheni in Suya, so there's no Netter Avai in Suya like Beis Shammai. Amar le chami ma'amar le'ame ela ein le'chemesh ve'ein le'bir ha'shal droim yeshlo. Rabbi Zeira said back, look at what Beis Shammai said. They only said that there's no need to add a fifth and there's no bio of Netter Avai, and this means that it still has sanctity in Suya. But Rabbi Yehuda says that there's actually no sanctity of Netter Avai in Suya at all. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Anochi Kerem Avai B'Suya, Shmuel Ba Abba Boy, Ha Beis Shammai Oimim Lelamdu Netter Avai Ela Maase Sheni, Kamada Tema Ein Maase Sheni B'Shvius, Uda Kavasei Ein Netter Avai B'Shvius, Uda Kavasei Shlishis B'Shishis, Ho Ve'Ein Bahen Maase Sheni Lo Yehei Bahen Netter Avai. As we said, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no sanctity of Netter Avai in Suya. Shmuel Bar Abba added, but Beis Shammai learned Netter Avai from Maase Sheni. Just as there's no Maase Sheni in Shvius, similarly there's no Netter Avai in Shvius. So too, if in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle there's no Maase Sheni separated, there should also be no Netter Avai in those years. And Rabbi Yosi, Shlishis or Shishis Afapisha Ein Bahen Maase Sheni, Yesh Bahen Maase Oni, Shvius Ein Bahen Maase Kol Ikka. Rabbi Yosi says, no, in the third and sixth years, although there's no Maase Sheni, there is Maase Oni, but in Shvius, there's no Maase at all. Chayfa Shal es Rabbi Yehuda, Aminan lelomdu Netter Avai elem Maase Sheni, Kamad Tema in Maase Sheni Besuya, Utekavasei ein Netter Avai Besuya, Utekavasei lelomdu Trumas Toida elem Trumas Maase, Kamad Tema ein Trumas Maase Bamidba, Utekavasei loitei Trumas Toida Bamidba. Chayfa asked Rabbi Yehuda, we said that Netter Avai is learned from Maase Sheni. Just as there's no Maase Sheni in Suya, so too there's no Netter Avai in Suya. And similarly, let's say that since they learned Trumas Toida, which is the tenth of the Toida loaves, which is four of the 40 loaves which are given to the Kohen, since they learned them from Trumas Maase, which is a tenth of Maase Rishon received by the Levi, which is given to the Kohen, then just as there was no Trumas Maase in the desert, so too there should be no Trumas Toida in the desert. Rabbi Yosi lelomdu memenu el shiurim. No, Rabbi Yosi says no. They only learn from it the quantity that has to be given. Tani Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer lo nischai b'yisor b'netter avai el la'acha arba'sei shana sheva shekivshu b'sheva shechilku. The Brisa says Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Shimon taught Yisrael only became obligated in netter avai after the 14 years, 7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing the land. Amar v'chista asya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Avui, כמעט רבי יהודה אמר ללומדו נטר וי אלה מאפשני, כמעט התאמה אם מאפשני אלה לאחר 14 שנה, ולגבסי אין נטר וי אלה לאחר 14 שנה. רבי חיסטה says that רבי יוסי ביהודה is following the view of רבי יהודה, his father. Just as Rabbi Yehuda said that Netar Avai is learned from Ma'aseh Sheni, which didn't apply until after the 14 years, so too Netar Avai, and Rabbi Yehuda also says that there's no Netar Avai in Suya. And Rabbi Yosi, Behu b'shitas b'noi Suya lamda me'yudad en yudad shana lamda me'suya. Rabbi Yosi says Rabbi Yehuda actually followed his son's view. Suya was learned from the 14 years, but the 14 years were not learned from Suya. The 14 years exemption preceded the Suya exemption, which was only relevant many years later when David HaMelech conquered Suya. If so, it should say that Rabbi Yehuda learned that since there's no obligation of Revai in the 14 years, so too there's no obligation of Revai in Suya like Maaseh. Ksiv uvashana hachamishis teichlues piryoi, Rabbi Yosi Haglili oime, harei at kumosif peirus hamishis al peirus revius, ma peirus hamishis lebalim af peirus revius lebalim. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Yutef pasuk Chof Hei, and in the fifth year you may consume its fruit. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, isn't it obvious that if the Torah only prohibited the first 4 years, the fifth year will be permitted? Rather, it's to add a law of the produce of the fifth year to that of the fourth year. Just as the fifth year's produce belongs to the owner, so too the fourth year's produce belongs to the owner. If they Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Rabbi Yehuda, come on, the Rabbi Yehuda asa oisa kenechasav, can Rabbi Yosi Haglili asa oisa kenechasav? Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Yosi Haglili follows Rabbi Yehuda that he views the fourth year produce as his own. Rabbi Yemi Abai Kami Rabbi Zeira, k'divrei mi hu oisa oisa kenechasav, ma'u shehi chai b'masas. Rabbi Yemi said to ask Rabbi Zeira, he said, according to the one who views it as his own, is it obligated in masas? Amalei Rabbi Zeira answered Rabbi Yemi, k'ai da'ama Rabbi Shua ben Levi, da'ama Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, l'soif dava halacha zu ela kol halacha, shehi roi fefes b'beistin, v'ein ad yodea mativoi mit mativa, tse ue'ei ma'a tziba noyeg v'na'ug, v'anun chamin tzibua d'lai mafrishin. So he said, it's like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as Rabbi Avun said in his name, this halacha is not the end of the matter. Rather, any halacha that's in doubt in Beis Din, and you don't know its resolution, go and see how the people act and act that way. And we see that the people did not separate Masa. And Rabbi Mana, Ilunema, Kabe Shammai, V'yesh Tzibur, Oisin Kabe Shammai, Rabbi Mana asked the question, the actions of the people are no proof, the question was according to Beis Shammai. And Rabbi Avun, Klum lamdu netu avai ilen Masa Sheni, kamadatema e Masa Sheni, chaya b'masas, the Kavasei ein netu avai chaya b'masas. Rabban said that the proof for Beis Shammai as follows is that since Beis Shammai learned netu avai from Masa Sheni, we can say that just as Masa Sheni, if the wrong order was used and it was separated before Masa Rishon, is not obligated in Masa Rishon, so too netu avai is not obligated in Masa. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Isis, Maisa Sheni b'Yerushalayim, Krub Meir, Patur Melechala, Krub Yoda, Chayeves b'Chala. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that a dough of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir, who views Maisa Sheni money as Mammon Gavur, which is the property of Hashem, is exempt from Chala. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's obligated in Chala. And Rabbi Yonah, le'amru el b'Yerushalayim, av b'gvulim, loy. Rabbi Yonah says that this is true only inside Yerushalayim, but if the dough was made outside, it's certainly exempt from Chala. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen, boy Koyen Rabbi Yosi, kedivrei mi shu chai b'peret, moshu tei chayeres b'chala. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen asked Rabbi Yosi, according to Beis Shammai, who in the Mishnah obligated Kerem Avai in Peret, is it obligated in chala? Amalei, Rabbi Yosi replied, v'loi Rabbi Yehudahi, v'savrina meima kol hadar mehilchasa Rabbi Yehuda ke Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yosi said that it's Rabbi Yehuda who reasoned like Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yehuda views Ma'aseh Sheni as the property of the owner, so it's certainly obligated in Chala, even outside of Yerushalayim.